And with us now on Coach's Corner, the head coach of the Leroy Ostrander Cardinals football team is Trevor Carrier. Coach, how's it going today?
It's going great, Luke. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for being here, Coach. We do appreciate it. We were down at your place last night. You fall to Grand Meadow in what was an entertaining game, especially for fans watching and listening. Maybe a little more intense for you, as in just so many drives that were your defense coming up big with making big stops on fourth downs and then some turnovers on offense. 22-6 was the final score. Grand Meadow gets the win, Coach. Overall, your thoughts on the game?
You know, I thought we did a good job of practice coming into the game, which is, it was good for everybody. We need the time. And unfortunately, you know, we only get X amount of days during the week, and we only get X amount of hours during the day. You know, we could probably practice 24 hours a day at this point in time and still be short on learning. So, you know, it's a constant process. With obviously, as you can see, we were banged up, and we were playing a lot of younger kids and a lot of different kids in spots that normally wouldn't happen. So there's a lot of teaching going on constantly, even throughout the game. It's not, we don't get the luxury of just calling plays. You know, a lot of people have that already, but we are constantly teaching as we're doing this stuff. So it's almost a double duty as we go. You know, I thought the defense stepped up well. I think Kyle Stern did a great job, defensive coordinator, getting our boys ready. That had some awesome bend but don't break moments type of stuff. And Nick Sweeney, our special teams coordinator, put in the gate. And we moved some people around. We kind of stole that from Mankato. Mankato does some of that stuff. So we kind of had options. We need to be more flexible with our options. With all the injuries and all the issues, we got to try to find ways to be creative. Unfortunately, the return of the opening kickoff, we got exactly what we wanted for kickoff. We kicked it where we wanted to. We got a good bounce, and it sat, and we just didn't tackle. And he came right down the sideline. I think we missed him once, and then he was gone. And our coverage team has to do a better job. You can't start out a game ever, regardless. You should be amped up, ready to go. But defense played well, and that was an 8-0 game going into 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I thought offensively we moved the ball, but we just absolutely kicked ourselves in the butt. I mean, we turned it over four times, two fumbles and two picks. And the boys were pretty devastated, but, you know, I told them that this is a team game, guys. It's not one person that fumbled. It's not one person that threw a pick, one person that – we all have a role, and we all contribute. We're going to win as a group no matter what our record says, and we're going to lose as a group. So, overall, I was happy with some of the things. It was just, as you can see, we had some plays that just weren't correct, and Grand Meadow absolutely capitalized on them. So hats off to Grand Meadow. Coach Bain does a good job over there.
Trevor Carrier with us, the head coach of the Leroy Ostrander Cardinals. Coach, offensively, you guys had some opportunities to really put some points on the board. You took the shots down the field. What'd you like from your offense?
Yeah, again, we're still learning. We have not had the same offensive line all year. And then we lost another one last night. But luckily for us, Ryder Stern, he started last year on our state team. Hasn't played this year, really. He kind of got cleared at game time, and, you know, he was kind of on a pitch count. So he had about 30 plays in and see how that went. He's lower back issue, but he's been toughing through it here. So he got to come in, actually, and play a little bit for us, which is helpful. But, we got the shots we wanted. I mean, as you can see and people could hear, Grand Meadow was coming at us or run blitz in their path. They're sending people at us. And we were getting the coverages we wanted. We were getting the schematics we wanted. And we were moving the football. And I don't want to say with ease at all, because that's the game of football. But we were moving it down the field regularly. I think we had two turnovers just inside the 15 or whatever, and the one was first and goal from the 3, and we turned it over on one, you know, and then we made a devised plays, but we just didn't capitalize. I thought we had Deemer, our tight end, over the middle on wide open. I audibled at the line. I checked out of what I'd originally called. They blitzed, and we had our tight end right down the middle. Easy walk-in touchdown, and we just missed him. I mean, that stuff's going to happen with, I don't want to say rookies, but kids that don't have the experience in the positions they have. So I thought we had the shots over the top. Even the sideline judge said, man, we're open. We're missing. So, like I said, as you can see, we did a pretty good job of doing those things. I think Carter Sweeney stepping up big time in a role mm-hmm. that, you know, coming into the season, he was our third option. It was supposed to be Tristan Lewison. As our one, Camden Hungerholt as our two, and Carter Sweeney as our three. if Lane Bird tossing the ball all over these guys. And we had three receivers that we thought could be the best in the conference. And Carter's doing a good job of picking up the slack. And we just got to continue to fine-tune and continue to work. I was proud with most of the effort as we bend but not break. So it's the story of the game. It's the story of the year, man. That's the game of football.
You mentioned Carter Sweetie. I thought he had a couple of catches where he had defenders right on him, and Camden put the ball right where it needed to be, and he has those soft hands where he just made some incredible catches that he made look really easy. His play last night particularly really stood out to me, and just his hands in general. Is that something that he has all the time? Because that's just incredible.
Yeah, he's got really soft hands. He's got good hands. Him and Cam have been playing together, you know, since kindergarten outside, so They have good rapport with it. He's not a burner like Tristan. Tristan can just beat you straight speed and front line end speed. He does a good job. Cam does a good job of getting the ball to him. That's one thing that they have that it's hard to teach chemistry. But he's only a sophomore. A lot of these Sterns are sophomore. Humboldt's a sophomore. We have freshmen playing. We have some, like, the potential is definitely there. And then last night, even Aaron, our booth guy, he was sick. And those things are hard to come back from, you know. It's difficult when you have – even our coaches are sick, you know, at this point in time, and things are happening. But Sweetie does a good job. His brother, Gavin, has got the greatest – one of the greatest minds I know. Gavin actually went to our – he came back from Iowa last night and jumped in our booth because Aaron was out. And he knows all of our systems. But Carter, he's going to be, you know, just as good of a player. And I have nothing but respect for his older brother, Gavin. But Carter's going to eventually get there for sure. But he had a good game. Another good game on the defensive side of the ball, so I'm very happy with that.
Coach, like we mentioned, 22-6 was the final score. Was 8-0 going into that 6-minute mark, and then Graham Metal kind of broke the seal, ended up getting the victory. You guys now 1-4 on the season. You take on Spring Grove next week on the road. It's a Saturday game, 5:00 the kickoff over there in Spring Grove. What do you expect to see from the Lions?
Well, they're a good football team. They're ranked for a reason, but I mean, luckily for us, I've got to see them play a couple times. You know, they have the things that we thought we could do from the get-go on our end. They got good receivers. I thought we had great receivers coming into it. They can air you out, and when you start to back up on some of those guys, they can run the football. Again, they want to spread you out. I'm very impressed with Tyson Grindy. He's a very good player. It looks like he's a lot more physical than he's been in the past on film. They got the other big receiver, and they got Griffin, who's doing a good job in the slot for them. So, they got three playmakers on the outside, and if you don't work, pay attention to Holland, he'll beat you two up the middle. So I'm very impressed with Solem. I think he's probably one of the best quarterbacks, the best quarterback in the section. And I think he's only a junior too, but he plays middle linebacker for him. He plays hard. He can run it. He can throw it. They're a good football team for sure. We like their matchups coming into the year, and I can promise you we'll have a good hard week of practice. We're not going to back down. We're not worried about the rankings and that kind of stuff. We'll be ready to play, and we'll give it everything we got.
Trevor Carrier with us, the head coach of the Leroy Ostrander Cardinals. They take on the Spring Grove Lions next week. Fell to Graham Metal last night, 22-6. We had the action, of course, on our sister station, Fun 104. Trevor, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
All right, Luke, thanks for coming. I hope you enjoyed your time at Leroy. I gave you the nice booth. I even cleaned it up for you, pal. I even vacuumed some of the flies out of there for you. So I hope you had a good night. I appreciate all the coverage, pal.
We appreciate that, Trevor. It was great up there. Atmosphere was fantastic. The pink out, parents' night, the whole thing. It was great to be in Leroy, of course, when you get Grandma and Leroy together. Always a fun battle, so we appreciate you and the hospitality. We got more Coach's Corner on the way next right here on 103.1 KFIL.